Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual. We're sponsoring the Cobb County studio this morning from Zaxby's. Just wanted to give a shout out to our guest today. His name is Dan Bowles. He is a commercial insurance agent from mm-hmm. Nationwide Insurance. And he's also a 2003 graduate from KSU.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get talking about some insurance.
Okay.
What do you consider the top trends business owners should be aware of today?
I think more than anything, risk management is the overall trend that everybody needs to be aware of. But within risk management, there's a few things happening in today's market that business owners need to be aware of. The biggest one is cybersecurity and identity theft. We have all heard Target, Home Depot, and some of these other big chains that have been impacted by that in the last couple of years, and how hackers will get into the system and steal credit card information and other pertinent information that leads ultimately to identity theft. And at the end of the day, those businesses are held liable for that risk. So identity theft, cybercrime, anything related to technology and stealing data from a company is a big deal right now. The other thing is litigation, particularly when it comes to automobiles. So if you have a business out there and you have autos that you're driving, trucks, boom trucks, anything on four wheels that is related to your business, in the Atlanta market, the average personal injury claim for an auto-related accident is just under $1 million. So as a small business owner, what we need to be thinking of is, what is my plan for if and when that happens? And how am I going to shield not only my business assets, but my personal assets from that loss if it occurs? And do I have a plan for that?
So what would you put out there for small business owners to have that plan?
Well, it starts with your liability insurance as a business owner. That's step number one. Most places, most business owners know that at some level they need liability insurance. There's three main ways to do that. You can self-insure, where you retain a reserve somewhere. You know, I would say at minimum, which is probably still way too low, would be $5 million in a reserve somewhere in order to be able to self-insure. Second option would be a risk finance plan that sometimes is available in the event of a catastrophic loss or a liability suit, where you basically finance that liability. That is costly. It is extremely costly. It is extremely difficult to obtain that financing. And then the third option is insurance, or simply transferring that risk through the payment of a premium. This is optimal for small businesses because it's very affordable. The monthly premium or the annual premium is incredibly low compared to, you know, the other two options of self-insuring or taking out a risk finance plan. The other thing that needs to be thought of beyond the liability is the actual property that the business owns, whether it's a building or equipment inside a building, whether it's an automobile that's related to the business, or maybe it's equipment that leaves a building and goes to a job site. So general contractors are a great example. They often have tools and equipment that they take with them. There are specific policies designed for that that are mobile policies. A typical business policy, its property and contents coverage does not cover something that's mobile. It only covers items in a building. So there's specific policies for that we have available to business owners and contractors that they really want to be aware of and think about, that are a little more sophisticated in their coverage options, that have enhancements that are specific to each industry and trade that we specialize in. So those are things that they want to think about. Those are places to start. But each industry, each profession, there are different risks that they each face. And so it's important to have a local insurance professional as a consultant to really evaluate and think through some of those risks and those needs with the owner or the key decision maker in a business.
Okay. What would you consider? Why would small businesses consider? Why would they think that it would be important to have business commercial insurance if they're just starting out? Like if they just have a brand new startup, or you know they take on a franchise, mm-hmm. Why would that be important for them?
Well, it's about shielding yourself from catastrophic loss, or liability. So, you know, typical small business owner just starting out or a franchise owner just starting out, you know, the cost of getting into business is pretty high to begin with. You want to protect yourself from losing that investment. But you also have to think about your family and your personal assets. You know, if there's a loss or a liability loss of some sort, you know, what are you going to do? What is your plan for when that happens? So, for example, say that you own a, we'll use Zaxby's as an example. Okay. Customer comes in and for whatever reason, there's a slip and fall. And then, of course, they turn around and they sue for damages, medical expenses, and everything related to that slip and fall. As the franchise owner, your commercial liability and some of the enhancements that come with your business owner's package will help cover those costs. Otherwise, you're going to have to take it out of your revenue. You're going to have to take it out of your future business income. You may even have to liquidate your own personal assets, maybe mortgage the house again or sell the house or whatever that takes in order to accommodate for that loss or that liability. So I'm a big believer. I recommend all the time when I meet with clients, especially those that are just starting out, you want to talk to a CPA. You want to talk to a corporate attorney that knows how to establish a business and get you at a minimum set up as an LLC, if not a full-blown C corporation. There's a lot of people that start out as sole proprietors and just do business as, or what's known as DBA. And when you do that, there's absolutely no protection for your personal assets. There's no protection for your family. You know, you can quickly find yourself in a situation where you would lose your home, you would lose your future income, your wages can be garnished. There's just so many things that can happen. And particularly on the personal injury side of things, the litigious society that we now live in, people are going for $5, $10 million for something as simple as they spilled hot coffee in their lap. Right. And it's a scary world that we as business owners, key decision makers live in when it comes to liability. And the reason why you want insurance, especially starting out, is you're protecting your investment, you're protecting your assets, you're protecting your family, you're protecting your income and your livelihood.
What are the top markets are your rates most competitive in, and what are the top markets right now?
Great question. Nationwide as a company is very competitive for small business. In fact, they're the in the most recent study we have was in late 2014. Nationwide is the number one small business, small commercial insurer in the United States. It's partly because they specialize in mom and pop businesses or small businesses that are independently or franchise owned. But the top five markets in particular would be auto service industry, food service industry, particularly with franchises, fine dining, family style restaurants, contractors. The craft beer market right now is a great market for Nationwide. As someone that enjoys a good craft beer myself, that's a particular industry that I love working with because I'm an ambassador for that industry and very much a consumer for that industry. But there's particular needs that growler store owners, craft beer markets, there's particular needs and enhancements with their business insurance that they need. And I happen to be very aware of what they are. And then the fifth one would be habitational. So apartments, motels, hotels, condominiums, even real estate investors. That market is a little bit more expensive because there are typically higher loss ratios in the real estate investment market. But someone that owns maybe five or more rental properties and are stable and have you know, proven track record of they're good at what they do. They know what they're doing. They're not, you know, I hate to use the phrase slumlord, but, you know, they're not out there just trying to make a lot of money and take advantage of other people that are in unfortunate situations. You know, the stable, proven rental property owners, we're very competitive in that market. Premiums are a little high in that market, but it is what it is.
Okay. What would you say would be the highest rated company or organization industry that you guys cover?
Okay. That we cover. So there's a few industries that we exclude. Nationwide is going to be getting into the middle markets here in the next 12 months or so. So that will expand our options quite a bit when that happens. Even if it's something that's not a good fit for Nationwide, the agency that I work with and for, the Aaron Bruner agency, we write for multiple carriers. So if Nationwide's not a good fit, we can broker it out to some of these other carriers like Scottsdale and Hiscox and AIG and many others. But I would say that Nationwide will write that is the most expensive market, probably going to be anything related to water. Plumbers, we all need them, and it's an important industry and trade, but anything related to water is going to be expensive. Anything related to transportation, you know, fleet transportation, bus service, taxi service, Uber and Lyft, things like that, most carriers are just now really kind of beginning to understand what that entails as an insurance company, what that entails for the policyholder. That industry is still really new and progressive as a market, so nobody quite knows what to do with it yet. There's a lot of unknowns there. Some recent news, in fact, about that particular industry, there are a couple states that are coming out and saying, you know, the companies don't have to disclose the driver's name. You know, and that creates a big black hole for risk. You don't know who the driver is. You can't verify their driving history, if they're a responsible driver or a reckless driver. You know, do you as a company really want that driver driving for you if they have two DUIs in the past, you know, 5 years or so? There are things like that that just make things more expensive for insurance. The other one I would say is probably, I wouldn't say that we're the most expensive by any means, but anything related to children. You know, we all love, I'm a parent of three kids. We all love our kids. And if there's anything in this world that is more important than anything else, it's probably our children.
Right.
So, you know, just imagine as a parent, sending your kid to an after school program or a daycare center, child care facility, and something happens. You know, if it were my kid, I know all of my friends would be the same way. They're going to exhaust every resource possible to make amends for that on a financial level, but emotionally and physically, you never can compensate for that. So it's a huge liability, and it's, you know, there's the loss ratio there, not only in Georgia, but throughout the entire U.S. it's extremely high. So it makes it extremely expensive.
You brought up Uber, and that's a growing company. I've had a few friends that have said that they wanted to do, you know, drive for Uber and all that. So for people like that who are thinking about doing that, what's the difference between regular car insurance and, you know, when you drive for Uber, the difference between those two?
Great question. The minute you become a taxi service, or engaged in the act of transporting another person or item for a dollar, it becomes a business. Even if you're just doing it on the side, Uber, Lyft, and other organizations like them, if you're doing that and you don't have a commercial auto policy to cover your liability, and I would say you want a minimum of $1 million in a combined single limit for liability, minimum. If you cause an accident or you're involved in an accident and it's in the investigation and in the process of evaluating and determining how to handle the claim, that your personal vehicle you're using for one of these services and you don't have a commercial auto policy, it's highly likely, in fact, I would almost guarantee, that your insurance carrier, no matter who they are, how great they are, even if your agent is your very best friend, your insurance carrier is probably not going to cover it. It's an extremely high risk. If you cause an accident and you kill somebody, or you kill a passenger in your vehicle, you know, financially, there's no way to overcome that.
Right.
There's just not.
What sets your firm, your agency, apart from everybody else?
Aaron Bruner Agency it's been around for about 4 years. Our office is in the Acworth, Georgia area. We serve pretty much all of the state of Georgia. We focus primarily on the Atlanta area. What sets us apart is our attention to our clients. We believe in a very old-fashioned approach to things. In an era of modern insurance, when everything is online, everything is web-driven, everything is transactional, a lot of times people don't feel like they matter. Our agency believes that people do matter, and that our job as agents is not to be salespeople, but to be professionals and to develop a winning relationship with clients. We do that by focusing on a couple of moments of truth, actually four. The point of coverage is point number one, when there's a claim, new customer follow-up, and renewals. Those moments are key moments in the relationship between us as insurance professionals and our clients. We also do what we call an annual on your side review, where we sit down with all of our clients, whether they're personal lines clients with home and auto insurance, or business clients with commercial liability and property packages, or a business owner's package. We sit down with every single one of them at least once a year, and we evaluate their coverage. Is it enough? Do we need to make changes? Have things changed in their life in the past 12 months or past 6 months if we do a biannual review? You know, things like, have you had a child in the past year? Have you had a marriage in your family in the past year? Have anybody in your household, have they moved out? Has your business grown? Have you acquired another business? Have you sold off part of your business? There are lots of things that happen in that time frame that necessitate a review of your policy. I see it way too often where a new client comes into our agency and they haven't talked to their current agent or their current company in at least 2-3 years. And in that period, so much has changed, their needs have changed, and their coverage needs as a result are vastly different from what they've got. So we have a very hands-on, high relationship approach with our book of business, that no matter how big we get, we will always overstaff to the point where we can handle that relationship, and they never get lost. They never feel like a number or someone that doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if it's someone that has one single policy with us or 12 policies with us. We treat every single one of them as a VIP.
Well, that makes a big difference. That's for sure. So what sets you apart from other individuals in your profession?
Honestly, more than anything, I think what sets me apart is just how I'm wired. I'm a very outgoing, people-driven person. I believe very much that results matter, but the number one result to me is a relationship, and relationships matter far more than anything else to me. At the end of the day, when push comes to shove, if I'm required to do A, B, and C, and there's a relationship that needs attention, A, B, and C can wait. A, B, and C can always wait till tomorrow. There's nothing in insurance or in my life that's more important than relationship with family, friends, and my clients. There's just not. But on top of that, my professional experience in the past 20 years has included different roles in the banking industry, in the insurance industry, in the financial services industry, and in professional ministry that has not only sharpened my skills with managing people and dealing with people and dealing with projects, but also, this is sort of a figure of speech, but I would say has very much increased my heart for people and what matters most to them. And the more I grow as a professional and the more I work with people, the more I realize the number one thing that matters more than anything is not only our life, but our livelihood. And so I think that personal side of me and my personal connection, along with my experience and background, and I very much believe that the degree I received from Kennesaw State University is one of the best assets in my toolbox. I think that sets me apart from any other insurance agent. The insurance industry has a pretty high turnover ratio as far as agents go.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a personal commitment to live by a higher code of ethics and standards within the industry. And I think that sets me apart. When a lot of people come in and out of the industry and they're in 6 to 12 months tops and they move on, this is a lifelong thing for me. This is a career for me.
Okay. So let's talk about you're an insurance agent,
mm-hmm.
and you deal with a lot of risks, you know, for other companies, but you deal with risks on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Peach State Overland. Tell us about that.
Peach State Overland is a sort of a side project and fun and adventurous thing that three friends and I started a couple years ago. You can Google Peach State Overland and find out a little bit more information, but basically, we are very passionate about overlanding and the overlanding lifestyle, which overlanding is simply term that comes from the African outback and Australian outback, using a vehicle to become self-reliant and self-sufficient. So getting from point A to point B and going places that otherwise you would never be able to get to. As a result of that hobby and that passion, I've been able to climb mountains and see views of Atlanta and the greater southeastern area, views that most people would never be able to get to or experience. Just breathtaking, awe-inspiring, majestic views of the world around us. And it gives you a different perspective, especially when you work in a metro area like Atlanta and it's just busy, 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 busy. Mm-hmm. And You know, everywhere you go, there's pavement and concrete and noise. Being able to get out into nature and just sort of disconnect from everything that is technology and busyness and life, and using a four-wheel drive vehicle and some equipment to get there, not only is it a lot of fun, but it is a life-changing adventure because it teaches you what you're capable of. It teaches you what you're made of, and it'll test your mettle. I mean, there are times when I've been stuck on the side of a mountain, and you know, you have to get out and figure out, what are you going to do to get through this obstacle? What are you going to do to get around this giant boulder that's in your way, or through this giant hole of water that's, you don't know how deep because it's dirty and you can't see to the bottom? Or, you know, you traverse through a mud hole and it's a little deeper than you thought it was, and you end up sinking your rig or getting it stuck, and you got to figure out, how in the world am I going to get out? But it's a lot of fun. And in April, we're going to be traversing across the U.S. to Moab, Utah, four of us, and we're going to do a video documentary to document the trip, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool. What did your wife think about this?
That's a dangerous question.
Yeah, I know.
I think she's very happy for me that I found something that I enjoy.
Okay.
She prefers indoor plumbing and four walls and AC, so not really her cup of tea, but she's incredibly supportive and absolutely wonderful. It's an expensive hobby for sure. So when time comes to purchase gear and things like that, it's sometimes tough to justify it. Because it is a hobby. It is something for fun that I do. But this will be a little nugget for all the men out there that might enjoy this. The key to my success there has been comparing it to her diamond ring.
There you go. I was going to say shopping, but yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's about the same.
But my wife Amanda is absolutely wonderful, and she's very supportive.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. If you could leave one bit of advice for small businesses today, what would it be?
Be intentional. I'm a big believer in intentionality. Everything in your life, from your home life, family life, relationships with your friends, to owning and running a business, if you're going to be successful, you have to have a plan. You have to have a system. And you have to have what I've always referred to as a council of advisors. And I think as a business owner, there are some critical advisors that are part of that council. An insurance professional is absolutely one of them. A CPA, a business attorney, financial planner, you know, all of those play a key role in helping a business owner, franchise owner, or small business professional succeed. You've got to have a toolbox. If you just go at it alone and you say, oh, I'm going to figure it out, or, oh, I've got everything I need.
Yeah, that doesn't work so much.
It doesn't work so well. There are some people out there that have been incredibly lucky,
right?
But they're so rare, you know, especially in an age when most small businesses fail within the first 12 months. For whatever reason, and in a society that is now so litigious that your liability, your exposure is there. Even if your small business is doing nothing but watching TV and writing a blog about what you watched on TV, there's liability there.
Yep.
It's no matter what we do, there's some sort of liability. There's some sort of exposure. So I think absolutely be intentional, have a plan, cultivate a system, and be consistent with it. You know, don't give up on it too fast. I'm the spoon calling the kettle black on that one because I have an entrepreneurial heart, and my wife refers to it as entrepreneurial ADD. I'm constantly, you know, how can I make this an income stream, or how can I make this something that will work to support my family, to meet a need that or a void that exists. It's just how I'm wired. It's how I think. But if you don't have a plan and you just throw everything you've got at it, and it doesn't work, then what?
Yeah, you can't throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, it's not like cooking spaghetti.
No, it's not.
You know, I think too, knowing an insurance professional that genuinely has your interests and your success at heart. You know, one of the things I do as a professional is I don't just look at liability and property. You know, I look at, there are enhancements you can make to a policy that are specific to your business, that are specific to your industry, that are specific to the risks and exposures your business will face, that might not exist for other industries, might not exist for other small businesses. So knowing as an insurance professional what those enhancements are and having a relationship with an insurance professional that knows that, I think is key. Anybody that takes a credit card or any kind of financial payment, you know, going back to some of the risks and some of the trends in the industry, your first question, anybody that handles any kind of financial information, you have to have cybersecurity coverage.
Right.
You know, and that's an enhancement that does not normally come on your liability policy. It's something that you add to it and enhance it with. We've got some great options for that. You know, restaurants are another great example. Something that's not included on a typical liability policy is employee practices and the liability that comes with that. I had a conversation with a client earlier this week about this exact thing. You know, there's always the potential when you hire hourly wait staff, them getting into an altercation with a customer or with another employee. That will come back to bite you if you don't have employee practices liability coverage. It's an enhancement that you can put on your policy. It's something that I'd love to come back and talk more about maybe in another episode, because there's so much to cover with that particular enhancement. But it's one that if you have employees, I think you have to have it. You can't afford not to.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your commercial insurance review from Dan. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
How can everybody get in touch with you to sit down with you and discuss their insurance policies?
Okay. The easiest way is just to pick up the phone and give me a phone call. My number at the office is 678-310-3252. My cell phone number is also available, 404-384-7756. Just look me up online. You can find me pretty easily. I've made that. That's something I have done that's intentional. I've made myself easy to find. So if you just Google Dan Bowles, you should be able to find me. It's pretty easy. You can look me up. My handle on Twitter is at Dan W. Bowles. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it, I'm out there. Another easy way for people to find me is just to go to about.me/Dan W. Bowles.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being here. Great information. I'm sure that hopefully you'll get a lot of response off of this. And a lot of people want to talk to you about insurance. That'd be great.
That would be great. And if at the end of the day, the only thing I've done is educate people, I'm happy.
There you go. All right. Well, that's going to be it for us today. Thank you for joining us. We are Zaxby's at Zaxby's 591 South Marietta Parkway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we will see you next week.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.